Going to settle down, back on the record. Mr. Collins, does Mr. Wirt need to?
No.
Okay. Okay. Next witness.
Your Honor.
Ms. Biella.
We had one question we'd like to ask of Mr. Wirt. Is that okay?
He's gone. I mean, can you recall him, I suppose? I mean, Mr. Wirt, do you want to resume the stand for just a minute here? Okay. Just a reminder, you're still under oath. Go ahead, Mr. Biella.
Okay, Mr. Wirt, you referenced a Purdue University study that you had reviewed, is that correct?
Correct.
Is that from 2011?
That sounds right. I'd have to have it in front of me.
Okay. Well, I'm reading from a study, Purdue University, 2011, titled, Do Wind Turbines Affect Weather Conditions? And the conclusion in the abstract states, nevertheless, wind turbines did not negatively affect local weather patterns in our small-scale research and may actually prevent frost, which could have important positive implications for farmers by potentially prolonging the growing season.
Yeah,
that's what the study states, doesn't it?
Is that the same study that you were referring to?
I'm not sure. Let me see if I got the date on here. 2011 study must be the same one. If I could address the frost issue.
You may.
So, especially with canola, and that's really the only crop that we have on our farm that is affected by frost, there's about a five-day window when the crop is in the cotyledon stage that frost can kill canola. We have a killing frost issue maybe once out of every 10 years. This last year was one of those years. And it was widespread frost. We were in the upper teens for temperatures. Canola can be killed by frost as high as 25 degrees. It all depends on the condition before, the day before the killing frost, basically. If you have some nights that are 28 degrees, 30 degrees, it basically hardens off the plant, and it can tolerate a much colder temperature. So this year we had, I believe it was down 19, 20 degrees, killed some of the canola. I know of two fields in our area, and when I say area, I'm talking a big area, Stark County, Haydener County, Slope County, that got reseeded because of frost. I think it's a much more important thing to have cooler temperatures during the 90 days of the growing season than it is to worry about a frost issue in the spring when we can replant or address it other ways.
Okay. All right, any follow-up?
I just want to conclude that, Mr. Wirt, you acknowledge that the summary states that wind turbines did not negatively affect local weather patterns. That's what it states, doesn't it?
I guess I'm not aware of that. When they say local weather patterns, they talked about how it affects the temperature, humidity, and evaporation. So they must be talking about something else as far as weather patterns. Storm fronts coming in. I guess I'm not sure what they're talking about.
I have no further questions, Your Honor.
Okay. Any follow-up to that?
No, Your
Honor.
No.
Mr. Bell? Commissioners? Okay. Mr. Wirt?
I got to turn my mic on.
Okay.
Mr. Biella, just in the off chance that the documentation that John is going to submit is different than what you just referenced. Can you get that to us, what you just referenced?
Yes, Your Honor.
So, okay, just to make sure if they're two different documents, and we can have a document that says what you said, and then we'll look at his, and we'll give it whatever weight appropriate.
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay, I'm Your Honor.
Are you done?
Commissioner. You can step down, Mr. Wirt. Would you state your name for the record, please?
Autumn Richard.
Can you raise your right hand? Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Mr. Collins.
Thank you, Your Honor. Ms. Richard, could you give us your current residential address?
Sure. It's 5125 104th Avenue Southwest, Leffer, North Dakota.
And where is your residence in relationship to the Brady Wind Farm?
Okay, well, it's in the footprint of the proposed Brady Wind Farm site. It's where we've lived throughout our entire marriage and farmed the land and raised our children. It's down on, we go from Dickinson down on 22 to 50th in the south on 104th, about a mile and a quarter.
And how long have you lived in Stark County?
I've been a resident for 11 years.
And your occupation?
I work part-time for a clothing boutique, actually, here in Dickinson, Miss Willow's Nest. I do their online programming for their website. And I also provide photography to display their garments and such, which is the only reason I bring that up is because my employees favored me for the job because we have a nice countryside homestead, and they like the idea of having a rustic backdrop to all of the photography that I do for them.
Why did you and your husband decide to move into your current home?
Well, partly because my husband, it's his childhood home, and the other part is that we enjoy the quiet countryside. That's what we wanted to raise our kids.
When we were talking before this hearing, you used a term that I wasn't familiar with, and that was the shelter belt around your home. Can you describe how that looks around your house?
You're not from North Dakota.
I admit, I'm from bad Minnesota. So.
Sure. Okay. So we have a long drive to our house, and our house is sitting amongst our fields and such, but we have a mature tree line that kind of wraps around the house and protects our, the yard and the, the shop area and the house and whatnot. So it just kind of protects us from the wind and the elements that may come through or such.
Can you describe for the commission where the proposed turbines will be in relationship to your home?
Well, it's a little kind of difficult in some ways to give that relationship because I've yet to see a map that shows exactly where my house is in reference to the wind turbines at this time. But from what we've understood from speaking with NextEra, we would have approximately 9 turbines within a mile or less surrounding our home.
Can you describe your concerns, how those turbines will impact your quiet enjoyment of your home?
Sure, I can. So if it continues standing as it is, if the proposed wind farm is developed and the county ordinances are not changed, like I said, we would have approximately 9 turbines within a mile or less from our house. The effects it could have, I have kids. They enjoy the land there. They go ATVing on our land and whatnot. So I have concerns for them being so close to the wind turbines if they're within that 2,000-foot setback. We also worry, that they're in this hazardous area on our own property. And the other thing is I have older children that have expressed interest in building their homes at a later date close to our home on our property. So we have a concern that if the kids do want to build on our property, that their homes would probably end up being closer than the 2,000-foot setback, and which really isn't good because they've said themselves that it's a health hazard to be close to these things. So it actually affects our future building propositions on our own property.
How has the prospect of the Brady Wind Farm impacted your current use of your home?
Okay, well, we've been trying to do some renovations of our home. It was built by my husband's mother, so my mother-in-law, and it was built in the 80s, and we've been doing some renovations, and we were considering doing an addition onto the house. Recently, we've put everything on pause just because we're not certain that it would be in our best interest to do any additions at this time.
And if the wind farm is built?
I don't know. We've considered moving. I mean, it's a sad statement. We always thought that that would be where we would retire and live out our lives, but we're just not sure that we want to be within that many wind turbines that close to our home, and we feel like it's going to be, if we add on the addition, the home's going to lose property value, so we're just not sure what we're going to do.
Do you have neighbors who are participating in the project and have agreed to accept turbines on their property?
We do.
And where are they in relation to their homes versus your home?
Well, once again, I haven't seen a map that shows exactly where every home is in relation to the wind turbines, but just from where we live and looking at our home and theirs in relation, all the turbines that are signed up in our area are closer to our home, our house, than those who signed up.
Were you approached to put turbines on your property?
We were.
And you chose not to. Why?
Yes. We didn't want them. We made the decision that we didn't want these turbines in our area. We thought that they'd be too close to our homes. They would disrupt the quiet countryside that we originally purchased the house for. I didn't want it to affect my property value of my home, my land. And honestly, I didn't want my kids living under it. I didn't think my neighbors would want me, you know, didn't want me to plop one right by them either. So we said no.
And what would you like to see changed with the plans for the Brady Wind Farm primarily?
Well, I see a lot of stickers today, and a lot of them say, I love wind energy. And if you notice, mine doesn't say I hate wind energy. It asks for me to fix the ordinance. That's what we're asking. They're so close. They're so close to my home that, and there's so many so close to my home, they infringe on my right to build later on my homestead. And that's what we're asking. Move it from our property lines, not our homes. I mean, when my kids walk out the door, they're, you know, they're going to 2,000 feet, you know, setbacks. They're going to walk right up to these suckers. And it's just, it's very frustrating. And I am not against other people's rights. I believe those that signed up have a right to have them if they want them. But don't set them in the corner of your land so they can be in the backyard of my home.
Thank you, Ms. Richard.
Mr. Bell, questions for Ms. Richard? Mr. Pelham?
Good evening, Ms. Richard. I just have a couple questions for you. Ma'am, do you know the legal description of your property?
Not offhand. Okay. I'm sure my husband may be able to help you with that. So,
I think Exhibit 4 is at your table. Maybe Mr. Biela can help you find it there. We were looking at it. It's the third page, and it's got a layout of all of the turbines. And I'm wondering if this particular map would assist you in telling us where your property, you and your husband's property, is.
Okay, all right. So, and you're going to have to forgive me if I don't get this right. So it says here, 137N-R95W Platt, and we are in the section 22, and we are in the northeast corner of the land.
Northeast quarter?
Yes.
And do you have that? Thank you for that. And the exhibit there in front of you, are you able to determine from that map where your property is? And if so, would you be able to circle and initial where your property is at?
I believe so, yes. We just need a pin. Thank you.
Just use your name initials.
Sure. Oh my. It's pretty tiny.
Yeah. It's too small. can we put it on this to show you?
Well, I mean, the
he wants to see it in relation.
We want to see it on the record, so we have that. I mean, is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
These maps are very poor to work.
This off. Map.
Yeah, and you haven't been sworn in yet, so.
I think that this map would be more helpful because they
Which
can actually see the overviews. It's a collection of maps that they filed with us on February 19th.
I think that's their house right there. I think I may have found it. It's pretty tiny, but I'm pretty sure our house is like right
you
here.
You can use it.
Okay, I think she thinks she found it, yeah. So.
You can have my husband verify, but if he can.
Well, we have the property description, the legal description, and we can compare it with that, and we'll trust the property description over that, but could I see that exhibit, ma'am?
And like I said, we're like a mile and a quarter in on 104th Avenue South.
Okay, so.
100.
This is the circle here, right here.
Yes.
Indicating. Okay.
Mr. Pell, maybe you can show the commissioners.
Yep, that's what I was going to do.
That's where she circled here.
No, I tried to just kind of mark where the house would be. That's not, we own 120 acres there, so.
Yeah. Our question here is, as we're looking at it, this is listed as the gray areas are non-participating landowners. The non-shaded areas are the participating areas, participating landowners.
I think we're just having trouble reading the.
Yeah, and it's a bad map here. Let's take a look at this one and. This I'm showing you is.
Oh, that would probably be easier. Yeah.
Brady Wind Energy Center, this is a map. It's, I'm looking for a description on here. We'll mark it if we need to, but I don't see a description, but it is a map enlarged. Does this?
Much better, yeah, I think so. So yeah, so that's easy enough. This is our long drive, and this is our house right here.
Okay. Would you circle that and initial, please?
Yep, absolutely.
We'll just mark that map,
yep.
Exhibit 6.
Mark it Exhibit 6.
Yeah, we got 5.
We're going to take off Commissioner Fedorchak's notes. Is that okay?
Can we do that?
And I just circled the home, the house.
Just for the record, there are several pages. There's pages aren't numbered here.
Take your time, we got all night.
Is the ninth page of Exhibit 6, and at the lower right, it's in the lower right, there's looks like number 9 in a red square that is marked. So I'm just stating that for purposes of it and identification later for the purposes of the record.
Okay. Any objection to Exhibit 6?
We would offer it, yes.
Mr. Biela? Okay. We'll receive that exhibit, and those maps may come in handy with some of the future testimony.
Okay.
So, no further questions. Thank you, Mr. Anderson.
Okay, Mr. Biela, did you? Okay. Commissioners, questions for Ms. Richard.
Thank you, Your Honor. Thank you. Thank you, Autumn. Okay, I'm still, and this is not you, Autumn. This is more of the company right now. Where can we find a map that shows the turbine numbers and a good view that we can have Autumn look at, because the one she just did shows it, but it doesn't have turbine numbers. So how can we correlate these what's in this exhibit to some numbers? I think what we maybe need to do is just take a little break here, because I want to ask her specific questions about turbine numbers that she may like or dislike, and there's really no way to correlate this without a little break here. I know it's late, but line of questioning.
Okay, we'll take a little break.
And Zach, can you help us transcribe this, or the company, or all come up to the desk here and we'll sort this out?
The mic's off.